Today, on The Rundown, we've got KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic news, details about what we should be seeing in the next couple of months, as well as the fact that apparently Xbox reportedly turned down the chance to develop the Star Wars KOTOR remake. We also have information about the PS Plus demos. How will it work? How long can you play? Hogwarts Legacy has had details revealed about the PlayStation 5 exclusive stuff that it will have, and we'll give you that info here on Reforge Radio, The Rundown, a daily rundown of news. Last but certainly not least, one of the stories we have: PlayStation 1 games on the PS4 and PS5 have a big downside, and in other PlayStation news, we now have details about a PlayStation 5 Pro as well as an updated Xbox that we should be seeing sometime this year. If you're in the live audience, make sure and smash the like button. If you're watching this as a VOD, hit subscribe so you don't miss these afternoon rundowns of gaming news. It's fast, it's furious, and we try to cover as much gaming news as we can. We come over from Reforge Gaming, which is where we cover topics and gameplay every day. This is less topic driven, this is more news driven, and this one is on the heels of another announcement that was kind of unexpected. The fact that, you know, the Marvel getting passed over by Microsoft. Now, it made sense at the time. We covered this on gaming, and it made sense at the time that in 2014, when Marvel approached Microsoft, they weren't really in a position. They didn't quite have the developers to work on it. Even now, I don't necessarily know if they have developers that would be particularly good at working on a Marvel title. You know, Insomniac just does such an incredible job. But this is also news that might be a little sour for those on the Xbox platform. So we're pulling this from Alt Character, or Alt Car, Alt Care, Alt Char. Xbox reportedly turned down the chance to develop Star Wars KOTOR remake. Asper and PlayStation are currently working on the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake, but it was Xbox that had the chance to develop the game first. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake was officially announced by Asper Studios and PlayStation last year, to everyone's surprise. KOTOR was originally an Xbox exclusive title, and to see the remake announced at the PlayStation Showcase, along with the PlayStation logo, caused a lot of heated discussions among fans. I don't know how many people play this game and were upset by this, shocked by this. I'd love to hear from you in chat. What did you think of that announcement when it happened? Oh, it's not Asper, it's Aspyr. I am sorry. Asper, Aspyr. Sorry, Aspyr Studios. Thank you, Sven. Some were surprised that Xbox allowed this to happen, while others praised Sony for making the most of the iconic Xbox games to make it a PlayStation exclusive. Looks here like Maddie reported on it. But it seems that Xbox have passed on a chance to develop the KOTOR remake. Popular YouTuber Mr. Maddie Plays claims that according to his sources, Xbox were approached for the remake, but they turned it down. I've been told by sources who have been accurate in the past that Xbox was approached for the KOTOR remake and they turned it down. Asper with tinnitus, that's right, tinnitus. He adds that he does not know exactly what the deal was struck for with the remake, but the sources state that Xbox turned down such an opportunity very recently. The reason? Frankly, no one knows. We all know that Xbox Studios are busy developing new games, so it's possible that Xbox simply did not have the manpower at that time to accept the deal. It's also possible that Xbox want to focus on their own IP. I think that's the most likely answer here. So before we get to the other Knights of the Old Republic news, I think that's the most likely answer. I think that they said, listen, we're focused on our own IPs right now. You know, we are not going to work on any other IPs. That was the reason they gave for turning down Marvel. Now, they turned down Marvel back in 2014. We don't know what the time frame here is for the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake opportunity that they turned down. We don't know what the timeline is. It could have been recent. It could have been, who knows, 2015 or 16. If it was close enough to the when they were in trouble, because 2014, you know, Microsoft was getting ready to shutter the entire Xbox gaming front and just stop, and they turned it around. Phil Spencer gets in charge, and they're buckling down and working on their own IPs. So it's quite possible that if it was in close proximity to that time frame, that's why they declined. So they didn't even have to develop it; just fund it. They weren't asked to develop it. Oh, really? They weren't asked to develop it. They were just asked to fund it. Was that in his video? It just says they were approached for the KOTOR remake. I'm not seeing it saying anything about them being asked to fund it. But yeah, I mean, it's funny with the money they spent on Activision Blizzard. I wonder when this was, because they could have been cooking up the buyouts. They could have been cooking up the buyouts for Bethesda. They could have been cooking up the buyout for Activision Blizzard. And that may have led to them being like, that's not in the cards right now. We don't want to spend money on that. Because, I mean, I don't know. This means they turned down a Star Wars property and Marvel property. And the Marvel property may have been turned down purely because of the circumstances that they were in at the time. But to turn down Marvel property and Star Wars property, I'm not saying this looks bad for Xbox, but it kind of does. It's like, you know, you lost your KOTOR exclusivity, and beyond that, you passed up Marvel as well. Excuse me. So it's tough. Excuse me. I don't want to be hard on Microsoft, but this is just another headline that makes it look like they missed out on a pretty big opportunity, especially since they previously were the platform exclusive for Knights of the Old Republic. Now, in the vein of Knights of the Old Republic, there's more news coming about it, okay? Star Wars KOTOR PS5 remake news coming in the next several months. Now, this was printed Thursday at 6:15 a.m. So I don't know why it says that, because it's Wednesday. So I'm curious when this was printed. But Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake for PlayStation 5 and PC will have updates to share in the next several months. It's been confirmed. Speaking during the quarter four Embracer group event, owned developer Aspyr Media board member Matthew Karch explained how Saber Interactive is also lending a hand with the development, as the game is basically being remade from scratch. So for those hoping for this game to really, really be excellent, you know, they're remaking it from scratch. Karch said, and this has been transcribed by Push Square, Aspyr has gone full in to make this the best game that they can make. When we acquired Aspyr, we knew from the start that they would require our assistance. Saber has tremendous expertise in creating these types of products. We've done it on Halo, on multiple Halo products. We've done it on other titles that we've remastered over on other platforms. He then adds, we're fully confident that the game is going to be fantastic, but it's a massive, massive product, and massive product requires a lot of effort and a lot of time to make good. And especially when you're talking about a game already old, very old. We basically had to remake the game from scratch. I would say that the next several months you'll be hearing more about it. The Saber Interactive CEO also alludes to the deal Sony has made for the remake, securing it as a PS5 console exclusive. If Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake is indeed set for a reveal in the next coming months, then either June Summer Game Fest showcase or a rumored Sony event are probably the two likely places it'll appear. Besides the teaser trailer from Sony's September 2021 showcase, no other details have been shared. So the summer could be heating up to be a really, really good time for announcements. And this could, we could finally get another glimpse at Knights of the Old Republic. I do think it's a console exclusive, but it's a timed console exclusive, is it not? It was my understanding that Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic was going to be a console exclusive for PS5. It was also going to be on PC, but it was not going to completely avoid Xbox for forever. I could be wrong in my recollection here, but that was my understanding of the story when it first broke that this was going to be a thing. They were taking Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic away from Xbox. That was my understanding. We also have Saber Interactive is working. This was May 19th. This was 6 days ago. Saber Interactive is working on the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake with Aspyr. So that's the other news that has been, is that Saber has stepped in and assisting. So that's kind of two birds with one stone as far as coverage, is that we might hear something in the next couple of months when June and July, you know, hopefully heat up with information. Console exclusivity was speculation. There wasn't any confirmation. Yeah, so like Push Square is talking about it as if it's a, an exclusive. The Saber Interactive CEO alludes to the deal Sony has made for the remake, securing it as a PlayStation 5 console exclusive. Well, hang on. Let's read that. So this was in September. This was their coverage of it. I don't know. I don't know if this indicates that. The clue was in the trailer, but Sony has its blue fingers all over Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake. While production is being led by a newly created team composed of industry veterans at developer and publisher Aspyr, the Japanese giant will publish the release on PlayStation 5 and is collaborating with the company on development. Nearly 20 years after its debut, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remains one of the most highly requested remakes from the PlayStation community, and PlayStation's marketing bigwig Epic Eric Lempel says, "The time is finally right to bring this dream to life for both diehard fans and those who have yet to experience it. While it will release as a console exclusive, suggesting it'll deploy somewhere at a later date, this is the latest example of the Japanese giant money having projects that it believes will bring value to its console ecosystem. With Microsoft buying up Bethesda and thus having a stranglehold on WRPGs, this particular release could prove a shrewd investment from the Japanese giant." So did the Knights of the Old Republic trailer say that? Did it say console exclusive? "This sounds dumb," says Poet, "but is this game supposed to be a remake in the same way that Final Fantasy VII was, or closer to Demon's Souls?" What I just read, Poet, is that they are remaking Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic from scratch. He says, quote, we are basically remaking the game from scratch. So that to me says, it's going to be a full on remake, more like the Final Fantasy remake. Remember, the Final Fantasy VII remake was a timed console exclusive. Total remake, new combat systems, everything. Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty significant. Unreal 5, have they said if they're making it in Unreal 5? I don't know. Have they officially announced the engine that they'll be using? I'm actually not clear on that. This is a screenshot made for a Legend remade for PS5. Yeah, so that text comes up on the screen in the trailer announcement that they made, and I guess you just have to decide whether or not you think that means it's only for PlayStation. I'm going to put chips on the table and say it's a timed console exclusive. That's what I think. PlayStation's fans, really? It was an Xbox exclusive? Yeah, originally it was an Xbox exclusive. We that was actually covered in the opening of the article that I read. That's why a lot of people were shocked when they saw the announcement. They were like, "Oh my gosh, that was originally an exclusive to Microsoft, to the Xbox platform." So it was a bit of a shock for people to say, "Oh my gosh, you know, that's number one, it's a really big title." So everybody's excited that there's a Knights of the Old Republic remake. You know, any Star Wars video game is going to get press and is going to get people excited. But for the way that it happened, I don't think people were expecting that. Microsoft lost the property when they lost BioWare. Sony is moving towards being more multi-platform, so maybe plans change. They are, Krebsy. They are moving toward being more. Thanks for putting a lot of the news in the Discord as well, Krebsy. You're one of the people that faithfully do that. I appreciate that. You and a couple other people are always slamming articles in there, and I thank you for that. But no, they are seemingly being more open to the fact that, like, people, they can have their product on other platforms. They are showing more of an openness to that, but I will say this, they could still cash in on timed exclusivity because they know that's really good for them. That's extremely good for them to have that timed exclusivity. Everybody gets really excited that it hits their platform first. I don't think it will create I don't know if it'll be a console mover, although Star Wars is huge and Knights of the Old Republic is huge. So it could be at some level a console mover. Guys, we are in a new stream, by the way, so we've done three shows today. This is the third show over here on Reforge Radio. We're doing the rundown, going through all the latest gaming news for you. Please smash that like button. We've only got 57 likes. We really want to see the first 100 likes during that first hour of the show. And we appreciate everybody coming over from either Reforge First Look, where we premiered the Roller Champions game. The brand new game from Ubisoft just premiered on our Reforge First Look channel, so we'll send you there at the end of this video. And we are also discussing more gaming news during this episode. We got more to cover still to come. Sven says it will move consoles. KOTOR reputation is legendary. If they do a Knights of the Old Republic PS5 Plus, they'll sell like crazy. That's one advantage that Star Wars has, is that it's just such a universally loved brand. So many people flock to Star Wars, you know, and especially Knights of the Old Republic, because anytime MMORPGs come up, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic consistently is recommended to me. Oh my gosh, you got to play that one, Lono. It's still good to this day. It's still worth playing. That's Knights of the Old Republic. Then there's isn't there just like the Old Republic that you can play right now? What's the one that just had a bunch of updates? They just did a bunch of stuff for it and completely... Oh, the MMO is the Old Republic. That's right. The Old Republic is the MMO RPG. KOTOR is just an RPG, right? It's not the MMO RPG. I always get the two confused. KOTOR 1 and 2. It's just an RPG video game series. That's right. Okay. The Old Republic is the one that is always recommended to me when MMORPGs come up, and then KOTOR is always talked about in this sort of almost like it's been deified. People talk about the game as if it is just as if it's flawless to a certain degree. Star Wars The Old Republic is the MMO. Yeah. I always get them confused because you know what game that I played? I played Knights of the Old Republic back in the day. I had a really old rig, and I was running into... This was around the time I became a console player. So Knights of the Old Republic on my rig... I'm sorry, it wasn't Knights of the Old Republic. No, it was. Knights of the Old Republic on my rig, because it was the RPG, it wasn't the MMO. Knights of the Old Republic had, like, some kind of an audio glitch. I had no sound. I could not get the sound to work. There were people on the forum saying that they're having the problem. There was no support. There was no patch. We weren't sure what was going on, right? And then I tried to play like a Gears of War and a Call of Duty, and it was like, you need to upgrade your CPU. You need to upgrade your GP. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. And I became a console gamer at that time. It was really, really easy to switch. It was really easy to switch to being a console gamer at that time because it was like, I don't feel like buying a bunch of new equipment, you know, and new pieces and new parts. And I'm tired of troubleshooting PC games because back then there was no great way to get help. If your PC game wasn't running, there wasn't this great funnel of, you know, guys on Reddit and guys on Twitter and content creators and this and that. And it was a long, long time ago. It was the first year I was married. So that'd have been 15 years ago. 15 year anniversary is tomorrow. So, I remember the game being dope and wanting to play it. It was so good that I remember playing Knights of the Old Republic without sound. I was literally playing it without sound because it was still worth playing. I played Knights of the Old Republic twice in a row back in the day, all light and then all dark. I bet you a lot of people did that. I do. I bet you a lot of people did that just because... You know, why not? Getting tech help through smoke signals must have been terrible. Yeah, it was really hard. It was really hard. Everything was black and white. The world had no color, you know? And you needed a Sound Blaster card. Congratulations, happy anniversary. Thank you. Knights of the Old Republic 1 is my favorite video game of all time, says Sven. It's what made me fall in love with RPGs. I played it an embarrassing amount of times over and over, says Sven. Knights of the Old Republic is truly one of the greatest of all time, says Alexander. Well, I don't see... I knew that joke was coming, Abe. I set you up for that. Congratulations, that's a long time to be married to Lono. I gotta tell you guys something. I've never seen Star Wars. You've never seen a Star War? Go buy yourself a Star War. Yeah, that's a shame, man. You're missing out. You probably won't like them that much if you don't grow up with them. There's not much to like. Seriously. The prequels, no. The latest movies, no. The old movies, you might appreciate them. They're good movies, but if you didn't grow up with them, they might not hit very hard. And if those don't hit you very hard, then you won't like the prequels, and you certainly won't like the new ones. I don't think so. This is an awful comparison, but MLB The Show is funded and published by Sony and lands on Xbox, and Knights of the Old Republic are on Xbox. So I'm up in the air with Knights of the Old Republic and won't be surprised either way. I think at this point in time, Krebsy, I think Sony has proven themselves completely open to having their to having content and to having things land on more than just their platform. I think they've shown that they're open to that. And I don't think it's going to be everything, though. I don't. In my mind, I would hazard a guess that they're not going to do it with their biggest stuff. Obviously, they're not going to do it with their biggest titles. But I definitely think they could do it with titles that they own or titles that they pay for. You know. The difference is that MLB has made The Show goes on every console or it doesn't go on yours. It wasn't a Sony decision. Don't use that game as an example for anything. The Show was on Xbox because MLB raised Kane that it was an exclusive to PlayStation. Yeah, if that was a developer thing, if the developer and or the publisher were like, absolutely not, our game's going everywhere, then that's not the greatest example. Now, I will say this. I didn't know that, then my example is awful. Right. But I will say this. I will say this. To Krebsy's point, his example's bad, but let's just go with the point. I think that Sony is more open to having their property in other places. They have all but said that. And one of the things I think that's going to really prove that is their live service games. I would not doubt at all that a lot of their live service game effort ends up multi-platform. That would not surprise me in the least. It wouldn't. Would not surprise me in the least. Because you would, if you want a live service game to flourish, I mean, for example, the game that we featured today on Reforged First Look is cross-play, free-to-play. Ubisoft's got like a roller derby game. It is surprisingly fun. It really is. It's going to be like Rocket League, I think. If they can iron out the crashes. I had some crashes on my PlayStation 5, which like never happens. I had some crashes. If they can iron that out, it is a fun little game. Easy to pick up, really accessible. Now, if PlayStation wants to back games like that, like either free-to-play or ongoing games that are live service, then you gotta think that they're gonna want those games to land on all platforms to maximize how much they earn, how much people play it, how successful it is. Other places equals PC, and it's confirmed same day PC release, as far as I know. Oh, the Knights of the Old Republic exclusive is going to do day and date PC? Huh. Are you trying to say that children shouldn't play Zelda games? How can you take such an absurd reductionist position, especially when we all know that Zelda games are for children? Still can't invite friends from other platforms, and the game crashed every time I finished a game. That is such a shame, Drexen. I hope they can push out a hotfix or a day one patch. It seems like you can. You can play like one game and then the game crashes. You can do like one thing and then it crashes. So the game's having some type of a memory dump issue or something. It's like it's not clearing. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriately clearing from where, you know, you finish and now you're done. Now you got to do something new. It's got to release. It's got to release that memory. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Knights of the Old Republic news. The recent news that we're seeing is that Xbox turned them down. Apparently, Knights of the Old Republic approached Xbox and said, hey, we'd like to work with you, and Microsoft said no. Also, we have it on good authority that over the next couple of months, we should be receiving more information about the Knights of the Republic remake. We are covering more than just that, though, here on The Rundown. Monday through Friday here on Reforged Radio, we do The Rundown, well, maybe not Friday, but Monday through Thursday, we do The Rundown where we give you lots of gaming news and discussion. I've got more gaming news lined up. We've got details about the PlayStation Plus premium trials, how long they will last. Every Friday is the Reforge Roundtable, so make sure you're here for that. That's a good time as well. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. We only need 25 more likes for the first 100 likes on the video. Help us out with that if you're enjoying the show. Make sure you hit subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed to Reforged Gaming as well. It's where we start every day. We do a couple of shows over there, and then we come over here, and we do a show over here as well. So let's move on here. Let's move on here. So we've got PS5 premium trials are going to range from 2 to 5 hours. Now, I'm still curious if you've got an indie title that is going to be, you know, if you've got an indie title that's going to land in the ballpark of, I'm shutting that down. If you've got any title that lands in the ballpark of just a couple of hours, that I think is going to be kind of weird. Little indie titles that are like $35 to $40, and if you give those people like a 2-hour demo, I don't know if that's a good idea, like, at all. I don't know if that's a good idea at all. Because that could mean people could get through a significant portion of the game, and then that potentially really, really undercuts... That really, really undercuts the video game. Big time. Big time. No 50-hour trial? Bummer. Yeah, no 50-hour trial. Sorry to those of you that thought you were going to be able to play through an entire game. So any titles are in question here, all right? 2 hours would not be long enough to make a judgment call on Horizon Forbidden West. Gigantic disagree. PlayStation's new PS Plus is now live in certain parts of Asia, which means new details about what it includes and how it works are being revealed all of the time. From the good stuff, which includes visual enhancements for classic games, to the not-so-good stuff like discounts for stack subscriptions being reversed. Here we go again with bad, false, dishonest media coverage from gaming outlets. That's false and untrue. Shame on you. I really like The Gamer, and that is not true. That's bad reporting. The latest information regarding the length of the premium tier's trials most definitely falls into the former category. Other than the library of games from consoles older than the PS4, one of the biggest selling points of PS Plus Premium is its trials, the ability to try out new games for a limited amount of time before you buy them. Since the trials were stated to last at least 2 hours when first revealed, it was assumed that that would be the limit for most games. However, some of the first trials offered up from the Premium are 5 hours long. This new information comes from PS Vortex on Twitter, who has shared screenshots from the Hong Kong PlayStation Store detailing how long some of the first premium trials last. While subscribers will be able to take games like WWE 2K22 and Uncharted Legacy of Thieves for a spin for the aforementioned 2 hours, other titles like Cyberpunk 2077 and Horizon Forbidden West can be trialed for 5 hours before players will need to decide that they want to try out the whole game. So they said that at the beginning. Sorry, I didn't highlight the text there. They said that at the beginning because you're going to get 5 hours for Forbidden West. So here's the tweet. Here's a tweet. Let's take a look at it. OMG, Horizon Forbidden West and Cyberpunk have 5-hour free game trials, while the rest of the games, including Uncharted Legacy and WWE, are a 2-hour trial. So here's the picture, right? Subscribe to Deluxe to play a 5-hour full game trial. Right? I look funny without a microphone. There you go, creature. Thank you so much for becoming a member. Guys, if you still got a membership on Reforged First Look, you can keep it there if you want, but the main thing we need folks to do is to move their membership from Reforged First Look to here. If you have a membership on Reforged Gaming, you don't need to move anything, but if you want to have a membership on both channels, that's great. We are trying to get the membership numbers up here to increase to about 200 members. Then we'll start doing Madam streams. Cyberpunk 2077, subscribe to Deluxe to play a 5-hour full game trial. And then we've got WWE 2K22. That's a 2-hour trial. And there is Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection 2-hour trial. So, since Cyberpunk and Forbidden West are far more in-depth than the other titles mentioned, it makes sense that they would have longer trials. 2 hours with Aloy in her recent sequel probably wouldn't be enough to decide whether you want to pay for the whole game and continue her journey. I just don't know if I agree with that. I mean, I'm not against this, by the way. I just think it's incredibly generous. And yes, you keep your progress. 5 hours is a long time in a game like Forbidden West. I mean, think about it. you can put, like, if you play Forbidden West pretty directly and pretty linearly, it can take you about 25 hours. They're letting you play one-fifth of the game. Basically, one-fifth of the game without buying it. That's a pretty good chunk. Now, Cyberpunk's a different story, but it has also been confirmed by Sony that any progress you make in the trials, including trophies unlocked, will transfer over if you decide to buy the full game. That's a great deal. We need 21 more likes, guys. If you're enjoying the show and you redirect it over, if you're lurking, come out of lurking for just a moment to hit that like button. It really, really helps these videos over here. This channel is small and scrappy, and it helps out. The finer details about the new PlayStation Plus will continue to filter through in the coming days, ready for when the service launches in other parts of the world throughout June. On top of everything already mentioned above, this week, we have also learned trophy support for classic games is up to the individual developers and the full list of classic games available through Premium in South Korea. While that list may vary in different regions, it's a good indicator of what titles will be available to you should you opt for the highest tier when it comes. Yeah, I don't want to retread into the debate about the... I'm really disappointed. I really, really like the gamer. I like going to thegamer.com for news, but I do not agree with this reporting. This is so false. From the good stuff, which includes visual enhancements for classic games, to the not so good stuff like discounts for stack subscriptions being reversed. That is just not true. They're not reversing anything. It's like switching your internet speed. You're switching to a new package. Like, the reporting on this has just been absolutely, in my estimation, the reporting has just been abhorrent. That is just so inaccurate. That is not what they're doing. This is such a misuse of the term. But I am encouraged to see PlayStation is very, if that's a standard. If that's a standard that really big games like Horizon Forbidden West get 5 hours of a demo, then that is insane to me. Reversed as in losing the discount? You're not losing a discount. You're switching to a different service. Nothing's being reversed. It's such a misuse of wordage. It's so funny that people that want to be negative insist on using words that don't apply. Like, it cracks me up. It's like, you're so suspect. You suspect. It's so clear. It's like you're choosing to use a word that's nonsensical because you want to be negative. Like, you want to be negative. They're not reversing anything. You're switching. If I were to upgrade my internet speed to a new package, nothing's being reversed. I'm opting to switch to something else. So I just wonder, are they going to be doing, like, what are they going to do with, like, Spider-Man Miles Morales, Spider-Man Days Gone, Death Stranding? I could see all of those games also getting 5 hours. Now, I don't know about Ratchet & Clank. 5 hours on Ratchet & Clank, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. That's a lot of hours. That's a lot of hours in Ratchet & Clank. So I'm curious what they're going to do. Are they going to go to each individual game and average out completion time and spit out a number, you know, 2 to 5? I don't think anything will be longer than 5 hours. I don't think anything will be longer than 5 hours. A speedrunner? But the thing is, a speedrunner can't really speedrun a game unless they've played it before. So who's going to be buying a game that they already own? I mean, who's going to be trialing a game that they apparently already own? Does that make sense? Like, I can't see that being a thing. Somebody being like, yeah, man, I'm going to take advantage of this trial here, bro. I'm going to speed run this son of a gun. It's like, wait, you already own it. What are you doing? Like, you can't really speed run a game unless you own it. Like, if you own it, then sure, you could probably master speedrunning it. But generally speaking, you're not speedrunning something unless you already own it, because you would need to be able to get all that practice in. It would make for a good YouTube. Yeah, How Far Can I Get? That'd be a really great series. All right, guys, in today's episode of How Far Can I Get, we're going to be recording my gameplay session. We're going to see how far I can get. Now, that'd be a five-hour-long video, so what you would probably want to do is, like, record snippets, you know what I mean? Or just make it a five-hour-long stream. First play speedrun of the meme, an entire niche for YouTube. Just want a video on how to do it. Oh, just watch a video on how to do it. The indie games I was thinking of are 40, but longer than 2 hours. I thought any game under 35 wasn't going to get a demo. Did that change? No, that hasn't changed. The threshold's $35. So if you've got like a little indie title for 20 bucks, you don't have to do a demo. You don't have to do a demo. So they have said, yeah, $34.99 and above. So 35 bucks and up. If your game is $35 or higher, you have to provide a demo within the first 3 months of launch. Now, Sony has said, trial, not demo. Everybody's calling it demos. Oh, no, they're calling it a trial. That's right. The gamer did call it a trial in their headline. Sorry. Yeah, trial, not demo. Yeah, it's the full game getting installed on your hard drive, and you get to play it for a certain amount of time. You get to try out the real, genuine article. You're not playing some, like, sliced-off demo that you get to run in circles, and then that's it. Or if there's any restrictions, like you can only do a PvP demo. Oh, yeah, I just answered that. Yeah, stream delay. The way that it works is you literally download the game and you can play it for a certain amount of time. That's why, like, they're letting you do 5 hours of Forbidden West and 5 hours of Cyberpunk. Listen. Can we say what that is? Call that what that is. It's brilliant. Because if you get 5 hours into a game, you are way more likely to want to buy it. Do you know what I'm saying? There's an element of brilliance there. It's like, oh yeah, we're being real generous. Go ahead, man. Have a blast. Play Horizon Forbidden West for 5 hours. Yeah, man. Play Cyberpunk, Spider-Man. Yeah, man. Go for it, baby. Have so much fun. Unlock stuff. Get new weapons. Yeah, baby. Have a ball. Hey, it's been 5 hours, so yeah, I know. You blinked, and 5 hours went by. Isn't that crazy? Well, do you want to buy it now? You're going to be way more likely to buy it. If you played a game like that for 2 hours, 1 hour, you know, 1.5 hours, you might be like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't get enough time. Blah. Like, you'd be less likely. But the more invested you get, the way more likely you're going to give them that credit card. People are way more likely to download. It's already there. You just have to unlock it. People will download a crap ton of games for free and eventually just pay and unlock it. Yep. Yeah. They fudge the timer to make sure it stops on a cliffhanger. The first hit is free. Yeah. Sony has said they'll accept custom trials in some instances. Yeah, they said that the rules about their PlayStation Plus premium trials, they have said that if you want to do a free demo, early access, a free-to-play weekend, they're free to do those things if they want. It's just that within the first 90 days of release, if your game is $35 or higher, you need to provide a timed demo. And Sony is the one that does it. The developers don't have to develop like a special version of their game. I think the developers just have to agree and say, yeah, that's fine. And then Sony does the infrastructure work and says, boom, okay, here's the trial. It's uploaded and updated into the storefront, and the timer will kick them out after this much time. That's true, I guess, as distorted, for some games at least. But I would have, if you would have pulled me, I would have never expected a company to have a 5-hour game demo for non-MMOs ever. I'd say you were crazy. But you've got to think distorted. You just have to think about the grand scope. If the average person is going to take 20 to 25 hours to beat Forbidden West, and they get 5 hours in, you've got them. You have got them. Because think about what I've always said about content loops. If the content loop is satisfying within the first hour, I can keep on going. Now take that out from the microcosm and say, what happens to the average gamer when they pass the second, third, and fourth hour? They're more invested. The systems are clicking. They're developing their own play style. They're developing their own preferences. They are now envisioning themselves more in the game, right? They're in there. They're doing their thing. And so when they hit those more hours, that content loop has a greater likelihood of having hooked them, which means your chances of conversion and them purchasing goes up with every hour they spend in the game. 20 to 25, try 40 to 50. If you really beeline Forbidden West, I think you can beat it in about 25 hours. We crunched my playtime and we landed between 25 and 30 hours, and I'm a streamer, and I went pretty quick, and I skipped a ton of stuff. I skipped a ton of stuff because I wanted to get ready for it. I wanted to be able to play Elden Ring. I agree, for a really long game, that's a good way to dig your hooks into them for sure. We'll be genius on the top tier quality games. 25 hours of a speed run. It's too easy to go wandering off in a lot of these games and burn a lot of time on some random gameplay loop. You could kill rabbits for like 5 hours. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I remember doing that in Spider-Man. The first time I looked at the map in Spider-Man and I was like, oh, there's these little green check marks I can get in this sector. Oh, no. I'll be there in a minute, Aunt May. I gotta get these check marks. Oh, they're so great. Oh, check marks. Oh, 80%'s been cleared in this area. Oh, 99. Like, I gotta get these check marks, man. You're gonna blink and you're gonna be like, oh, I'm out of time. 5 hours of God of War Ragnarok will not be good, though, in my opinion. What? How is that not good enough? Go play God of War 2018 for 5 hours. You get everything. You get the opener, you get Baldur, you get skill tree, you get the merchants. 5 hours in God of War 2018 is plenty of time. 5 hours in Ghost of Tsushima is plenty of time. That's so much time. Think about when you watch me play one of those games for 2 to 3 hours. I'd be halfway through the trial. East Coast Overlord with a $10 tip through Super Chat. Afternoon, Lono. Did you see Microsoft, Steam, and Epic doing something like this? I think it wouldn't work on PC since DRM doesn't last long enough. Sony might be the only place that this works. No, I could see Microsoft mimicking this on the Game Pass. 100%. 100%. Yep. Totally could see them doing this. Game Pass Ultimate. Yay, there's another member. We got Creature, and now we got Matt. I want to see 200 members over here so we can start doing those Madam streams. She will roast you. If you're a member on radio, you can submit your own gameplay of your favorite game with anybody playing, really, or me playing, and we're going to have Madam watch the videos. It'll be a members-only content on Monday after we do the news, so you'll still get your rundown of gaming news, and then we'll go over into a members-only stream. So, Matt! 5 hours will land you right after the first major story event, and by then the hooks are in. You're going to buy that game. That's right. Hey, Light Leap. My favorite German. The only one that I like. I think you're the only... Yeah, you're the only one that I like. Just the one. But thank you, Light Leap. Welcome on in. Hey, another one, Fuzzy. We got a member train going on radio. Let's go. We want to see that member number climb over here. This is separate from Reforged Gaming. Reforged Gaming has its own 4 perks, but over here we do call-ins if you want to do them at the end of an episode. We're going to be doing a weekly Madam stream. Get those member numbers climbing over here. We do have 2 channels and 2 live channels. They're very different. This one's all about rapid fire news in the rundown. Gaming is all about the talk show with the topic, the gameplay. This channel also has Reforge Roundtable every Friday. PlayStation will follow Xbox, not the other way around. Just saying, they've been doing it the whole time. I don't think so, Mo. I don't think so. Mo, what are you going to do for me? Because if we ever meet in real life, I want a really big hug. Like, one that kind of scares me. I'm going to be worried that, like, is he going to kill me? Like, take me to that. Just take me there. But, aside from that, what are you going to do for me when Xbox Game Pass Ultimate starts offering demos and trials? Yo, thank you, Christina, jumping in as well. I now have Reforged Gaming, radio, and updates. I'm gonna keep the 2 major ones. Is that radio and gaming? Yes. The only 2 channels you need memberships on is radio and gaming. Updates and First Look, you don't need memberships on any longer. You never really did, truth be told, on updates. That was just for if you wanted to be super nice. There's no reason to have a membership on updates. The First Look channel is the old big channel. It's got like 43,000 subscribers. So a lot of you guys have memberships over there that you need to move over here. Yo, thank you, D Dizzle, coming in with the membership. Thank you guys so, so much, man. Whew, I was getting nervous the other day. I was like, Creature, I said, they're not moving. We got to get people to move. You guys are moving from the other channel. Thank you. Stop selling my stuff short. Updates is the best channel in this bunch. Settle down, creature. The two main channels to have membership on is Reforge Radio and Reforge Gaming. That's it. Well, that's some news we can read. We can add that into the bunch here. Also, guys, remember the four perks on Reforge Gaming, those four perks get enhanced. They get enhanced if you upgrade to tier two. And one of those perks is making Madam and I play games on a Friday night. So if you're not feeling getting a membership over here, that's totally fine. You can always upgrade your membership on gaming and you can get those perks enhanced. So you get dibs, you get priority on game nights, you get priority on AMA, and you can make Madam and I play games. We're trying to offer as much as we can for the memberships and the membership tiers. Sorry, that's what I meant. I have First Look and Radio, not updates. Thanks. We'll keep Radio and Gaming. Yep, Radio and Gaming is all you need. That's right. If you're new to the channel and you've never been here before, I'm a Safer Work broadcaster. I do multiple shows a day. I do two topic-driven talk shows over on Reforge Gaming in the morning, and then we come over here in the afternoon on Reforge Radio to do news. Are you serious? First Purple takes away my 3 years. Now you take away my 15 months on First Look. I don't want to be with the peasants, all in jest, of course. Yeah, I hated that we had to do it, Light Leap. I wish I could have moved the members over, because there's a lot of members over there. Believe me, it would be fantastic to be able to just move everybody, whoop, over. That'd be such an amazing feature. So, in Game Pass, which they will follow the blueprint. Yeah, again, I'm telling you, Mo, I actually think Game Pass is going to start to take a page. Think of it this way. Fortnite trudges out and becomes this amazing battle royale. What do they do when Apex Legends comes behind them and adds really good features? What did Fortnite do? Hey, we'll do that too. We'll do a ping system. We'll do a reboot card system. There's nothing stopping Game Pass and Microsoft from looking at Sony and saying, that might drive people to upgrade. That might drive people to up their Game Pass subscription. That's good. We should try that. To pretend that Sony might not influence Game Pass, come on. Game Pass influenced Sony. To the same degree that like Fortnite influenced Apex, right? But then Apex influenced Fortnite. I think the logic holds. You're standing on this hill. I mean, I love you for that, homie. I love you for that. If we were ever in a fight and it was like we might actually die, I'd be like, Mo is here to the end. If I was ever, you know, back to back fighting with you, you know, in like some 90s movie montage where like we're surrounded by people with sticks and clubs and swords, I'd be like, Mo's here to the bitter end. We might actually get out of this. The dude doesn't quit. I hate one minor thing about YouTube because I can't remember. I click on See Perks and it closes the stream and goes to a different site. Yeah, they've got to smooth all that out. We're really hoping that a lot of the glitches and bugs recently have been because they're getting ready to overhaul the UI. So, all right, we got to move on to the next story. This one's coming from PC Gamer. And what we have here is the Marvel MMO project at Daybreak Games has been canceled. So we are throwing this one in. This is a new one. The big game from the makers of DC Universe Online was only revealed last year. The Marvel MMO in development at Daybreak Game Company has been canceled. Enad Global 7, Daybreak's parent company, announced today that instead of pouring a truckload of money into the game, into making the game happen. It's going to spread it out across a whole bunch of smaller projects, including updates to existing MMOs like Lord of the Rings Online and DC Universe Online. The existence of the Marvel IP-based massive multiplayer online game was revealed in an EG7 investor presentation in late 2021. The company said at the time that the new game was a long-term project, so it did not expect to reveal anything more major about it until 2023 is the soonest. Many minds have changed since then. Quote, based on the re-evaluation of the development risk profile, size of investment, and the long-term product portfolio strategy for the group, the board has decided to change the development priorities and reallocate resources within the group to focus on alternative long-term projects, they said in a statement. The company had planned to invest more than $50 million in the Marvel project over the next 3 years. The company will now diversify this investment across multiple smaller size projects within the group, including the previously announced major upgrades to Lord of the Rings Online and DC Universe Online, and new game opportunities with our first party original IPs. EG7 said it would take a write-down, essentially a financial loss, of $23 million as a result of the cancellation. Jiminy. The company made no comment about possible layoffs arising from the halt of the development, but Daybreak underwent a number of rounds of staffing cuts in recent years, at least some of which were reportedly spurred by the cancellation of previous Marvel MMO project in 2018. It might seem odd that Daybreak has had so much trouble bringing a Marvel game to fruition given the massive popularity of the MCU, but it's not the only one that struggled. Marvel Avengers, developed by Crystal Dynamics and published by Square Enix in 2020, has also famously failed to find a significant audience despite the high-profile license. Good, well-written article over there at PC Gamer by Andy Chalk. Thank you, Andy. That is just a bummer. Just an absolute bummer. That, because, you know, I don't know how good DC Universe Online and Lord of the Rings Online is, but they've got to be good enough and have a consumer base if they're saying let's reinvest in them. Right? They have to be good enough. They've got to be good enough if you're going to be investing in them. So that's, they could have made a really good Marvel MMO. That, to lose $23 million, I just, man, that absolutely sucks. And you know they're not commenting on downsizing because they're going to be downsizing. There's going to be cuts because you got people you don't need now. You know? I don't have anything to say. There's nothing else to say. It's just that it's a huge bummer. That's just a quick one. That's a quick one. That's a quick throwaway, chat. That's a quick throwaway story. Our next story was a planned story. You Xbox fans will be happy. It's negative, and it's about Sony. This one's from Game Rant. PS1 games on the PS4 and PS5 have a big downside. Players diving into PlayStation Plus premium catalog of PlayStation 1 games discover that Sony is using inferior versions of the classic games. Uh-oh. Earlier this year, Sony announced PlayStation Plus Premium. Can we make this bigger? Hang on a second. I'm really going to push the envelope here with size. Yeah, let's just go like that. There we go. Earlier this year, Sony announced PlayStation Plus Premium, a new subscription model for its paid online service. This revamped service offers 3 tiers of subscription, with its more expensive option granting players the opportunity to play classic games across PlayStation's back catalog. However, with today's launch of PlayStation Plus Premium in Asia, fans have noticed that many of the PlayStation 1 games, in fact, the PAL ports of classic titles instead of the original NTSC versions. While mostly abandoned in the modern era of gaming, the European 50Hz refresh rate PAL standard is often considered inferior to the 60Hz NTSC standard in the United States and Japan. Game developers throughout the PlayStation 1 era mainly optimized their games for NTSC regions and later created what some fans consider inferior PAL ports due to graphical problems and game speed issues. Today, gamers frequently ignore European PAL versions of classic games due to frame rate inconsistencies and noticeable screen tearing on modern 60Hz screens. On May 24th, Sony's PlayStation Plus Premium service launched in Asian markets, where players quickly noticed the service utilization of PAL ports. Taking note of the PAL-based PS1 games, YouTuber And Shrew uploaded gameplay footage of their PS5 running Ape Escape through the new PS1 emulator. Players can observe the game running at 25 FPS and producing multiple instances of screen tearing due to the frame rate not syncing with the PS5's 60Hz output. VGC reports that all current first-party games featured in PlayStation Plus Premium's Classics catalog are the European PAL versions. Currently, the only NTSC games are third-party titles like Toy Story 2 and Oddworld Abe's Odyssey. PlayStation 1 titles currently listed as the PAL versions include Everybody's Golf, Wild Arms, Jumping Flash, Karushi, Worms World Party, Worms Armageddon, and Ape Escape. Sony has not released any details regarding its decision to use PAL region ports instead of NTSC originals at the time of this writing. Still, it isn't the first time the company has found itself using PAL ports, to the disappointment of many fans. In 2018, Sony released the PlayStation Classic to negative fan reception. Players noticed that the PlayStation Classic elected to use European PAL ROMs, much like today's PS1 emulator discovery, and found the visual inconsistencies difficult to manage. Sony has never addressed fan criticisms regarding its use of PAL region ports, leaving it up to fan speculation as to why the company continues to use what some consider the inferior of the two standards. As PlayStation Plus Premium rolls out through the rest of the world, fans can only hope that Sony adds an option to toggle between PAL and NTSC regions, the same way Nintendo does with its classic games. Thank you so much for writing a great article, Adrian Morales, over there at Game Rant. I appreciate a well-written article because I can read it well, so thank you. I'm so happy when I read someone who writes well. It's just a joy to read quickly and efficiently. It means that they took the time to write a really good article, so thank you, Adrian. I am thrilled with both Game Rant and The Gamer have been excellent in their writing lately. Regional coding's a real thing. Fake news. Don't hate me because I'm a Microsoft fanboy. I don't hate Microsoft fanboys. Lord of the Rings Online has a solid player base, and to my knowledge, it keeps growing in the playscape with established lore and added lore. I have a pretty old character in the game. What exactly is... Okay, you guys are talking about something else. You guys are talking about dev kits. I'll my commentary on this is pretty simple. Don't frickin' do it if it's gonna be terrible. And I'm disappointed that there was already criticism about this when Sony released the PlayStation 1 Classic, and there was already criticism about these PAL ports, and to do it again and to throw it into your new service, that's just a bad look. That's just a bad look. You could say, listen, we have plans to bring PlayStation 1 titles to the PlayStation Plus service down the line, but here's what we're working on. You know, after the feedback we received about this and, you know, the PAL ports or whatever the frick, we've opted to do NTSC, and that's just going to take some time. You know, I think it's a bummer. It's like you're sullying your brand new service like right out of the gate, and it seems so unnecessary. Us Xbox fanboys are most of the content in the chat a lot these days. How could Lono hate us? I don't hate you. I don't hate you. I do think the argument this today about repaying and paying back and having discounts reversed, the intellectual dishonesty was hurting my brain. It was absolutely hurting my brain. The Classic was a joke. PAL ports, no power adapter, and no analogs on the controller. That just seems like a piece of junk. I don't even know why that happened. That seems so contrary to how they do things. It's a matter of global users. The majority globally use PAL, whilst NTSC is mainly restricted to just the US. But that's not what I read. That's not what the article said. It said the exact opposite. It says here, While mostly abandoned in the modern era of gaming, European 50Hz refresh rate PAL standard is often considered inferior to the 60Hz NTSC standard in the United States and Japan. Game developers throughout the PS1 era mainly optimized their games for NTSC regions and later created what some fans consider inferior PAL ports. Today, gamers frequently ignore European PAL versions of classic games due to frame rate inconsistencies and noticeable screen tearing on modern 60Hz screens. So NTSC is America and Japan. No, I'm pointing to the fact that it was abandoned. The PAL standard was abandoned in games for a reason. They don't do it anymore. So I don't think there's a legitimate business reason that they did this. That's what I'm pushing back on. English Oatcake made it sound like it was a matter of, oh, well, global users, that's why they did this. No. I don't think that's why they did this. Because they did it for the PlayStation 1. This feels like an easy, oh, we've already got the PAL ports. The PAL ports, let's just use those. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like a real, real easy get a batter on base kind of a situation. OG PlayStation controller was not DualShock, hence why no analog sticks. Well, I didn't touch the thing, but it sounds like it's a piece of junk from what people in chat are saying. It sounds like a piece of junk. No modern monitor TV is using PAL in any way. Everything is standard now. Yeah, it's not like Europe is dominated by PAL televisions or something, or PAL monitors. In Europe, PAL is still in use. The current TVs in Europe are still 50Hz. Is that true? Fair enough, I missed that section of the article. No, that's fine. I could be wrong, English, because Corey's saying that TVs in Europe are 50Hz still. Is that a large portion of the gaming market that's going to be buying this? Paul says, no, we do not have 50Hz TVs. Yeah, like, even if that was true, Japan and America are on NTSC. Who do you think the largest consumer base is for Sony? It's probably Japan and America. Like, what? Who do you think owns all these PlayStations? Japanese market and Western market are probably a huge portion of the PlayStation market. So even if that was true, it's not true. But even if it was true, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't make sense as a business decision. The whole thing seems awkward. It's like, wait a minute, I don't understand. What are you using these for? They're no good. Lightleaf says, I haven't seen a single 50Hz TV in Germany or Switzerland. We have 30 for non-gaming and their budget and 60 for most. There you go. Yeah, that is extremely odd. That is extremely odd. The decision is extremely odd. No way. It looks like we can redirect to any video creature. I just plugged in. Your boy Tom is busy. Oh, man. That's an update. That's an update. I'm not throwing that in this. We could float that to tomorrow, maybe, and include it. I mean, I guess we could use it the chapter, because then the chapter could get searched. What do you think, creature? Do we throw that into this episode? Or do we... Do we throw that into this episode, or we kick it to tomorrow's radio? We definitely can't kick it to tomorrow's gaming, because gaming... We floundered today on COD. If you guys are just tuning in, we covered the Knights of the Old Republic news. It's earlier in the broadcast. We also have covered a handful of other stories. We're about to cover something with Hogwarts. We've covered the PlayStation trial news. We've covered PlayStation 1 games are not looking very good on the PlayStation Plus subscription because of the old PAL ports. We covered the news that Xbox passed on KOTOR. We covered the news that there's an MMO that was canceled. The Marvel MMO was canceled. The one that was being worked on by the guys that do the DC Online. Pick one for now and one for an update or both. Who cares? COD not pulling for some reason. Questioning search again. Yeah, search is being funky. Funky. PLL, greater vertical resolution with lower refresh. Oh, is that what it is? Doesn't PAL have more horizontal and that's why it's 50? No, English is saying it's a greater vertical resolution with lower refresh. Oh, no, he's agreeing with you. He's saying yes. Yeah, well, I hope they switch it. I hope they switch it because I think the whole thing is ridiculous to do that. Right? To say, you know, to say, oh, hey, we're gonna give you this great thing. We're gonna give you this awesome PlayStation, you know, one, oh, you can play these games or whatever, right? You know, and then they're crappy versions that like no one likes. Like, I don't think that's a good idea personally. You're sullying. This is amazing. This is great. I just discovered something cool we can do with redirect. I can redirect you to any video. It doesn't have to be a premiere or a live stream. So they have changed the ruling on that. So that's great. We can send you over to any new video that we want. Run the leak so we can chapter it. Okay, we'll run the leak. We're going to do this right now. We're going to do this one right now. This is going to be good. So before we get to Hogwarts, we're going to run this one because we can put this as a chapter in the broadcast. And we are going to be doing chapters on these videos. So if you ever come back and you want just a specific part of the broadcast, we will be using those chapter features to make it extremely easy for you to find whatever it is you're looking for. Okay. So this one, the full Warzone 2 map has leaked with all points of interest, okay? Call of Duty, Warzone 2, we got the full map leaked with all points of interest. Call of Duty Warzone 2 may not have released yet, but a new report has leaked the Battle Royale's full map, showing how it will look as well as the locations on the map. Warzone 2 is in active development, slated for a 2023 launch, but the next iteration of Call of Duty's Battle Royale map has leaked. Warzone has been hugely popular. Fluff, fluff, fluff. Here is the image below. And let's get a little bit of a zoom out here. So we have Oasis, War-Torn, Oil Field, Modern City, Quarry, Hydro Station, Tom Henderson via Tryhard Guides. Thanks, Tom! Caves, Marshes, Mountain Town, Observatory, Harbor, Sierra, Old Town, Graveyard, Fish Town, Airport, Fort, and Shipwreck. A lot of stuff here. A lot of stuff. So, that is what has been leaked. So, that's a great snapshot there for you. If you want to screenshot that and save that for later, I'll give you one last long look at it. I'll even get out of the way if you're trying to screenshot this for later to show to your buds. There you go. Hopefully I get into some of those screenshots. So there you go. There you go. That just happened. Yeah, where is Godzilla? That just happened. We're going to throw that in. That'll be a chapter on the video now, and that will be obviously exciting for the people that are, you know, wanting to see as much as they possibly can about that game. Warzone 2 slated for next year. Next gen only as well. Next gen only. Where do the tornadoes drop? That's another game. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Little did they know putting tornadoes like that in their game would completely blow their game away. But seriously, folks. Hot Discord news. Users are reporting they're honoring the discounts. Really? PSA. P- PS Plus does not take your previous discount away. Really? My upgrade cost went from around 86 to 64 today. Hope the mods don't delete this. Also shows that complaints are being heard. Are you serious? Not sure if it's a bug or not. I subscribed to the annual plan last December with a 50% discount. I checked the pricings for Deluxe 2 days ago. It was around $31, but just 10 minutes ago, I rechecked and it was down to 20, roughly 33% of the original price. Here's the screenshot and 10 minutes ago. This guy says, can confirm this happened to me too, reduced from 51 to 29. Yes, after seeing too many negative feedbacks in Asia. Can confirm an Asia forum has multiple users reporting that their price has gone down. My price also went down. Looks like Sony has fixed the pricing. Gee, money, Christmas. I'm going to tell you something right now. That is huge because they didn't have to do that. They did not have to do that. That is big. That is big news. Because they didn't have to do that. They're basically being like, all right, fine. People are going to get angry. Just give it to them. You can't get mad at... I can't get mad at them for that. It's like, well... The PlayStation 1 ports, that doesn't look good for this. And the bad PR. The gaming press is running all these articles saying you're taking... you're reversing people's discounts. So... They're like, all right, fine. Right? They're like, all right, fine. We'll give you your money. He said, my lime October ale. Oh, that's so cute. That is so cute. I've been reading Redwall to my kids. And one of the things they talk about in the books is their October ale. And my son said that this was his lime October ale. You can see it's like one of those, when your popsicle melts and you got like the liquid at the very end. His lime October ale. He's such a funny kid. So creative. I love him. They're their most invested fans. It's best to keep them happy. Some negative comments and a little complaining goes a long way with these companies. Well, The thing that's surprising to me is I wonder if they looked at the Western market and said, the Western market, we're going to have even more of these people and it's going to be a barrier for switching. So who cares? 30 bucks here, 20 bucks here, 10 bucks here. Who cares? It's going to be a barrier for switching. Just do it. I don't think they had to do it because I was completely fine with it. I was like, it's no different than internet, cell phone, and TV packages. It's no freaking different. You get it on some bonus and some sale and some discount. You don't keep that discount when you switch to a whole new plan. It's always been this way. I worked at AT&T for 6 years. I worked at Charter Communications, right? Is this going to be tomorrow's stream now? I don't know if I want to do that again, homie. It's great to see that they changed it. It's such a shame to not go back and say, hey, Sony listened. It might be a really good lead topic for tomorrow and let people kind of come in. People can come in and say that they're going to be like, I told you so, we were right. I can let them think that, you know. That's engagement, isn't it? Of course, they were going to have a higher rate of problems in the West. Our education's far less than theirs, and they didn't get it, so they knew what they were up against. I think the big thing was in Japan and other Asian markets, the reaction's been awful. You don't want your home base to be disgruntled. Yeah, that's true too. You still have to wait, what did I miss? They're basically going to be like, hey, whatever discount you got, we're just going to apply that as if you get to keep it. They're lowering the cost of upgrading for anybody who previously had a discount. You know? They didn't have to do it. So, please don't do it. I'm done banging my head against the wall for this month. It wasn't even a very good stream. I thought more people were going to be interested. I thought more people were going to be interested in the criticism and the controversy. You know? Like, oh man, Lono is doing a video about PlayStation Plus criticism. Both videos this morning did not do as well as they should have. Those should have been really hot topics, and they were weak. YouTube might be messing around with search again, because we've just suddenly had a very weak couple of days, and I don't think it's the news. I think we've had good news. I think YouTube's doing something. We've had weaker gaming news cycles and had better numbers, so I'm not sure what's going on. I miss our talks about internet as a utility. What controversy? I wasn't listening, just starting. So basically, I'll give you the recap on what happened. Basically what happened is if you signed up for PlayStation Plus and got a discount, and then you had to upgrade to the new PlayStation Enhanced or Premium or whatever they're called, they were basically like, you have to pay the difference. You have to pay the difference, right? And when you do that, you had people claiming they were losing their discount or having their discount taken away. And I said, this is no different than if you sign up for internet with an internet provider and they give you a discount and then they have a faster speed in your neighborhood and you want to upgrade to the faster speed and you have to pay the difference. You don't get to keep that discount in perpetuity. And people just kept saying, no, they're making you pay back the discount. They're reversing the discount. And it's like, no, they're not. It was a really frustrating argument because people were being intellectually dishonest. I was like, that's just not true. It's not, you would never say this if you upgraded your hotel room. You would never say this if you upgraded your internet speed, your cell phone package, or your TV package. You would never say that. Well, I got a sale on the hotel room or the package or the internet speed. I should continue to get that discount. No, you got to pay the difference. You're going to a non-discounted package, non-discounted hotel suite or whatever. With as many analogies as I could come up with, people just wouldn't listen to reason. Yo, TJ Rage with a $5 tip. Because we're tired of them console wars. Yeah, but this morning was about Call of Duty. How has the price gone down now, if that's the case? Because they're responding to consumer feedback. Responding to consumer feedback doesn't make the consumer right, by the way. I worked at AT&T for 6 years. We had horrible customers that were 100% in the wrong, and we gave them what they wanted. Because it was just like, it ain't worth it. It doesn't make the customer right. So in this instance, no. The customers were wrong. They misunderstood what was going on. And they didn't deserve a perpetual discount. They didn't. It's not the way any other service works. But Sony ran it and said, it's probably just worth it to give them their money. Because we want to get everybody to convert. We're going to get way more conversions if people feel like we're honoring those discounts. So just friggin' do it. Bad example. Mobile companies were terrible for years. I used the internet example multiple times this morning. Not a single person did anything to dismantle the example. Nobody did. And I don't, the subjectivity to your opinion that mobile companies were terrible, it doesn't matter. That's how these services work. It's how internet, the TV packages, it's how it all works. Your opinion that like mobile companies were terrible has no bearing on the discussion that when you're leaving behind the discounted promo and you're going on the new hotness, you don't get your discount anymore. You've switched. When you leave the hotel room that you got a nice discount on to go to the more expensive hotel suite, I don't care if you prepaid for the week, you're gonna pay the difference. Except in those cases, it's not prepaid. That's why the hotel room is a perfect example. You paid for the whole week. You don't get the discount. It's a different room. It's not discounted. We were doing a promo on our floor one rooms. We're trying to fill up the bottom floor of the hotel, whatever. Hey, Billy, this is what I think it was. I think you had people that prepaid, you had people that had multiple years, you had people that had all these different versions of the problem, and they were like, frick it, it's too confusing, just give them the discount. It's too confusing. There's too many outliers, there's too many different things, just give them their discount. It's worth it to give this many number of people $10 or $20 or $30 or whatever, and we can just move on. Mobile companies are perfect and their service is undervalued. See how that works? Yeah, it just doesn't have any bearing on the discussion. Here's what happened. Sony made a decision. Consumers cried about it. Sony reversed the decision. So when they start crying about first party day and date, PlayStation Plus, they'll do it. No, you're making a fatal mistake, Vengeance, and you're creating a false equivalency. This is a punctiliar moment, meaning it's going to happen and then it's over. Welcome back, Aaron. Sorry about calling you an idiot yesterday. It's not acceptable, and I shouldn't have done it. Welcome back. The difference is, Vengeance, you're making a false equivalency. This is punctiliar, meaning this is happening and then it's over and done with. Day and date first party would be an ongoing thing that would be damaging to the virtuous cycle. So I don't agree with you, no. Oh, you're being hyperbolic. I thought you were being serious. It's like, they are not going to cave on that one at all. I thought you were being serious. It's like, no way. That's an ongoing relationship that they have with their first party developers. There's no freaking way they're going to adjust that. This is a loss that leads to gain. They're going to lose a little bit now, but who cares? Get everybody to convert. We just want them to convert. Get them on the premium, get them on the whatever. Just get them to switch over. We don't care about this. It's not worth it. Like, I get in these discussions with my wife about with our kids. I'm like, it's not worth the fight right now. Just let's just give up. Just give them the thing and let's move on. Right? Some things are too minuscule. It's like, just who cares? Right? They want a second napkin. Just give them the second napkin. You know what I mean? Now, certain things, yeah, we're sticklers on. We don't let them, you know, have ice cream as a snack before bed. I'm not like, it's not worth it. But those little fights throughout the day, sometimes just like, whatever. It's not worth the fight. This is not a battle worth fighting. Tony says, this isn't a battle worth fighting. There's always one word a day I have to Google the meaning of watching Lono. The upgrades aren't positioned as completely new services. Their position is stacking on top of each other. That's why it got the reaction it did. I mean, I can see that side of it, Reese's, but when you buy Spectrum Internet, it's Spectrum Internet. It's the 20 meg, it's the 50 meg, it's the gig. PlayStation Plus Essential, PlayStation Plus Extra, PlayStation Plus Premium. They're different packages. You see, like, I get where you're coming from, but the consumer was wrong on this one, and Sony took it on the chin because they're like, it isn't worth it. We want to get as many people in the subscription funnel as freaking possible. Let's just do it. Let's just let them have their freaking money. Do we have any idea the volume of people who did this? It really could be a grain of sand in the desert. Sony might just write this off as a good PR move. Right, exactly, Valiant. If this is less than 5% of the consumer base, and they're like, who cares? Give it to them. It'll look good, you know? Your take earlier was the right one. The consumer just pressured Sony to change it. Yeah, I think they're just looking big picture. They're like, big picture, we want as many people in this funnel as friggin' possible. So, just do it. They also, listen, truth be told, in the West, this is just some like cultural commentary for you. In the West, we're more prone to hyperbole and manufactured outrage. So if it's not going over very well in the Asian market, they're probably looking at us and going, oh, frick, this is about to land in America and, land of the free, home of the brave, and manufactured outrage. We better get in front of this before this lands over there, because they gonna lose their minds. They are gonna lose their minds. It makes those people facing 3 years of an upgrade cost easier to buy in. Now I bet they don't care about those 5 to 10 year stack people. You just call me a snowflake. Let me talk to your manager. Yeah, all you gotta do is look at America, I don't know, mid 2020 to now, and be like, you really don't want those people upset at you. You know, I actually feel this is a big dick move from Sony. Would be so much easier to just dig in and just pay Scoldy and just play Scoldy Dad. I don't know. I think it's the right move. Well, I'm sorry. I think they think it's the right move. I think they determine... It's very big with PR in Japan. That's what I'm saying, Wheezy, is if it's not going over well over there, how much worse would it be when it hits over here? Do you see the point that I was making? I wasn't saying that it wasn't a bad PR in Japan. I was saying it was. I'm saying it's already disliked over there, which means when it gets over here, it's going to be much worse. The message boards and online lambasting you get isn't even close to what you get here in the US. So you're saying culturally they get more wound up than we do about this kind of stuff? Really? Well, I mean, Western journalism was taking them to task for it. This is why I don't even pretend to understand what a company is trying to tell me. They will give up first because they want me more than I want them. I also think it's the right move, says Zubair. Their consumer was confused and unhappy. This is the right thing to do, even if it costs you some money. And now they're out ahead of it. Right. I can see that in an honor culture. Yeah, an honor shame culture could be if they feel you've been dishonest, they would say that that's shameful, that's dishonorable. That, yeah, they I wonder if Asian cultures that are more firmly rooted in honor shame, do they take lying a lot more seriously? Like, is a white lie to them just dishonorable? I'd be curious to see. If you can become anonymous in Japan, you'll absolutely be more hassled than the U.S. corporate accounts, and journalists won't say as much in Japan versus the U.S. I'm not sure what you mean, Havoc. There's many actors, idols, singers who, when they got destroyed for doing something minuscule, you're done forever. You think your canceling is bad? Yeah, I wasn't aware. I wasn't aware, Wheeze. That's crazy. There's actors in Japan who have gotten in a little trouble who have had their careers ended. Do you think we're heading in that way though, Wheeze? You know what I'm saying? Do you think we're heading in that direction? Because, like, that was a big thing recently. That one woman went on that big Twitter tirade about how here's all these men that are still working who were accused of stuff, basically saying, like, they didn't have their careers ruined because they were incredibly wealthy celebrities who kept working. It was, like, it was so much integrity and honesty in what she posted. I was really disappointed that Ashley Birch retweeted it. I was like, I liked you, Ashley. You're smarter than this. That was a very quick to update the store that fast. I would have expected a statement and the change to happen a few days later. Well, more than likely what they're trying to do, Hilly, is they want to get in front of it before the weekend. Because the weekend will be the groundswell of people booting up and doing it, right? They're like, people are working, people are busy, people are doing things throughout the week. Everybody's going to boot up on the weekend and convert. So they want to get this pushed out real early. So everybody's like, oh, really? It's discounted? And then they'll all go run and do it. And then it'll be, you know, it'll be in time for the monsoon of conversion that they're probably anticipating. We're big on redemption stories in this country. It's only the crazies that want people to die on their first offense. You know how RDJ had a big drug problem and went through rehab, ETC? Yeah. I'm assuming that over there is like, no, you're done. That's what you're getting ready to tell me? There are celebrities who got caught with 1 gram and they're done forever. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's funny how the way that like Twitter mob and Twitter cancel culture sort of operates. I wonder what they would think of that, because it's almost like, hey, that's where you're headed. That's the logical end to your attitude and outlook on humanity. You know what I mean? They want to beat payday on Friday, so we spend money on them on Friday and not something different. Right. Individual people will harass you more over the internet, but never in person. Oh, of course. Homie, half the people that tried to take chunks out of me would never say a word to my face. I'm not even a big guy and they wouldn't say it to my face because they're cowards. They are spineless cowards. I mean, that's you can tell that by the way they interact on the internet. You know what I mean? So, all right, let's do our last one here. Let's do our last story. If you want to call in, you need to be a member. I'll give you a little bit of time at the end of today's episode if you want to call in with a hot take or a question about anything we covered today, but you need to be a member here on Reforge Radio, and you got to be able to use the Discord if you're going to do that. Gear up now to do that. Hogwarts Legacy has had its unique PS5 DualSense features detailed in a blog post. Now this, if you're subscribed to the Reforge Updates channel, you will see my breakdown of this in that. I just wanted to quickly tell you guys about it here on radio, here on the rundown, because this leads and adds a little bit more traction to my theory that Hogwarts Legacy will be getting exclusive treatment on the PlayStation platform. I think there's going to be more than what's outlined here, okay? So there will be a suite of DualSense features for Hogwarts Legacy on the PS5. Very quickly, there's this video. You can watch it if you want. It's going to give you a sense of the wand being in your right hand. The right side of the controller will vibrate when you're using it. Now, obviously, if you go left-handed, there's hopes that it'll switch to the left hand. The light bar on the controller will glow depending on the spells that you're using, but it will also radiate your chosen house color. So red for Gryffindor, green for Slytherin, yellow for Hufflepuff, and blue for Ravenclaw. It'll also simulate sensations if you're crushing like botany ingredients for potions, deflecting things, flying, and they will also have 3D audio to pick up small sound effects like crackling fireplaces and other environmental sound cues. So be on the lookout for more news about Hogwarts Legacy getting exclusive treatment on the PlayStation 5. I think this is just the beginning. Sony continues to be sort of the centerpiece, the marketing contract for Hogwarts, and they're getting exclusive features for the PlayStation 5 controller. I think there's going to be more than that. I think there'll be cosmetics. I think we'll see some cosmetic deals, and they will announce those very, very soon. I think those will probably be closer to launch. Let me check on something here. I want to check on something here. Memberships on this channel. For half a second, I thought we got gifted memberships over here. I was going to freak out. We have 102 members on this channel, so we are now on the final runway to 200. I wanted to see 200 members over here before we started doing Madam streams. We are slated to do the first Madam stream next week on Monday, but I don't know if we're going to have enough members. We might have to kick that to next month. I wanted to see more people move their membership from Reforge First Look. So, is there anybody trying to call in with a hot take, a question, or a comment? That is a feature and a perk for members that you can cash in on each day at the end of an episode if you are a paying member on this channel. And then when we do those Madam streams, they will be members only as well. That's another perk for you. Now, Reforge Gaming is completely separate from this channel. So if you want to have a membership on two of my channels, the only two that really matter for membership are this channel, Radio, and Gaming. Gaming is where the bulk of the activity happens and where the bulk of the features happen. This is sort of an extra after show. That's why we do things like call-ins. That's why we do the Madam thing. And then every week we do the Reforge Roundtable on Friday. Those are things that we do. Can't wait for them to try to cancel Sony for striking exclusivity details with J.K. Rowling. Oh, yeah, sure. That's coming, yeah.
I can't believe people are going to play that game.
So, if nobody's going to cash in on the call-ins, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. We have continued to come over here a little bit earlier because the stories and the topics on gaming aren't quite hooking and landing just because we are in a bit of a drought. Everybody's in a little bit of a holding pattern right now with their news and their marketing because June is going to be a pretty big month for marketing and announcements. Looking at Call of Duty, probably kicking things off on June the 8th. We're going to cover everything over there on Reforge Gaming with Summer Game Fest and all of the other events. Now, today, there was a brand new game that released today. I'm going to leave you with this. There was a brand new game that released today, and it's called Roller Champions. It's free to play. It's made by Ubisoft. It is having some issues with crashing, but the gameplay is actually really, really fun. I see it as potentially being a new Rocket League. It's good. I'm seeing it as being a potential new Rocket League. Now, I have the ability to redirect you to our first look. I have a first look video. It's only 10 minutes long. It's a 10-minute video. You get to see me score a goal. I score points and my team wins. And I show you how the microtransactions work, how the battle pass works, and what the gameplay looks like. Okay? I'm going to put a link in chat just in case the redirect doesn't work. But we do have the ability to redirect you over there. So hold on to your hats. It should send you over there to that video. If you're watching the past broadcast, thanks so much. Feel free to check out my other channels where we do quick updates, where we do first looks, and where we do gaming topics and gameplay every morning over on Reforge Gaming. So check out all the channels. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you have an active membership on gaming and on radio if you want to take full advantages of all the different things that we do. Thanks so much for watching or listening to another episode of Reforge Radio. We'll see you again tomorrow over on gaming for topics, debates, and discussions. And then we come over here for the rundown of all the latest news. Hang on for that redirect. Head over to that video and see what you think of that brand new game. All right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow.